Good morning, it's 619 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the champions of bubble hockey. Braden Point scored his playoff best 14th goal, and the Lightning beat the Stars 2-0 to win the Stanley Cup and finish off the NHL playoffs staged in quarantine during the coronavirus pandemic. The clock hitting zeros in an empty arena set off a wild celebration for a group that endured years of playoff heartbreak and 2 months in isolation. In the NFL, Patrick Mahomes threw 4 touchdown passes, and the Chiefs thumped the Ravens 34-20. In NBA news, Doc Rivers says he's out as coach of the Clippers, though he did not specify if he chose to leave on his own or if he was fired. The Clippers say it was a mutual decision. The move comes about 2 weeks after the Clippers wasted a 3-1 series lead and lost to the Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals. Rivers spent 7 seasons with Los Angeles, making the playoffs in 6 of them, major success for a once woebegone franchise. In MLB news, Jay Johnstone, who won World Series championships as a versatile outfielder with the Yankees and Dodgers while being baseball's merry prankster, has died at age 74. His daughter, Mary Jane Sarah, says he died last weekend due to complications from COVID-19. In the 1981 World Series, Johnstone had a pinch hit, 2-run homer in Game 4 that rallied the Dodgers to an 8-7 win over the Yankees. In tennis, defending champion Rafael Nadal reached the second round of the French Open yesterday after beating Igor Gerasimov 6-4, 6-4, 6-2. U.S. Open champion Dominic Thiem defeated Marin Cilic 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. And Serena Williams downed Kristi Ahn 7-6, 6-love. Lastly, Kentucky Derby winner Authentic is the morning line favorite for Saturday's Preakness in Baltimore. Authentic drew the number 9 post yesterday in a field of 11 horses. I'm Jesse King.